Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We start this evening with the latest from Palisades High School here in Charlotte, where teachers have been encouraging kids to read sexually explicit books, even a book about the rape of a child. Parents are outraged, and tonight a group of parents will be at the school board meeting calling for action.
The teachers over there and the media coordinator at Palisades outed themselves, okay? They are actively promoting those children reading totally obscene material.
As we first reported last week, the Palisades librarian, Megan Sanford, and several teachers made a video encouraging kids at the school to read sexually explicit books from the library. The video was done supposedly to promote Right to Read Day from the National Library Association. They also encourage kids to make their own video promoting such books. Parents such as Brooke Weiss were stunned.
It was beyond anything I had even imagined. I mean, I have to tell you, I was really shocked to see six teachers in one school promoting that sexually explicit material. It was shocking to me.
Now, the books promoted by Palisades teachers have such filthy language, we can't read them on the radio. But I am going to play one clip, but with a warning. This is 14 seconds, not good for young ears. It's from the book The Bluest Eyes. This is the description of a father getting pleasure by raping his young daughter.
The gigantic thrust he made into her provoked the only sound she made, a suck of air in the back of her throat. She appeared to have fainted. He stood up and could only see her grayish panties, so sad and limp around her ankles.
He rapes her, she becomes pregnant, she loses the baby.
Wendy Hawley is a Palisades parent.
As a parent, as a citizen, would never expose a child to this. This is not okay.
She and others contacted school principal Eric Olarschik. He decided to pull the plug on the contest where kids were encouraged to make their own video promoting obscene books. But he took no action on the books themselves in the library. Books that CMS insists have been approved by the American Library Association.
So what if the American Library Association comes up with a list? Did anybody at CMS look at the books to determine if they were appropriate or not? Now we know they weren't.
Now parents are hoping to read excerpts from some of the books at this evening's school board meeting. But that could be a problem.
We are going to bring passages from these books. There are very strict rules about not using profane language.
And Wendy Hawley says when she sent school board members specific passages from the books, the emails were rejected by the server.
They were rejected because of the explicit content.
The language in these books is too dirty to send in an email to a school board member, but it's okay for a 14-year-old kid to read it.
It's okay for the teacher to encourage them to read in a TikTok video with hashtag explicit, come check a book out from the library.
The librarian at Palisades High School, Megan Sanford, told kids that she had more than 100 such books and urged them to check them out. As we have reported, she has a history of promoting sexually charged material at the school. The question is, why? Why do some CMS teachers actively encourage kids to look at such graphic sexual material, including manuals that provide instruction on both gay and straight sex?
I'm demanding termination of her position.
Parents like Chad Hawley are fed up with librarian Megan Sanford. Back in February, she organized a read-aloud session of explicit gay books at Palisades, but that session never happened because of parents complaining. And CMS's superintendent ordered a sex manual that was extremely graphic removed from the Palisades library.
Why is she so adamant about exposing children to pornography?
I'm stunned. I don't even know what to say. This is illegal criminal behavior, And they can't say they didn't know because we've already met with the principal. We have email documentation that he is aware of her behavior. At this point, we're not just sending nice emails. Now it's time for action, for something to be done. And we won't stop until it is.
Wendy Hawley was told that if she has objections to any of the books at Palisades, she can meet with the Media Advisory Committee.
That Media Advisory Committee is the principal and it is the librarian. So here we go.
So in other words, the librarian who's pushing the dirty books is the person you would have to go to say, hey, would you take these dirty books off the shelf?
Exactly.
And parent Brooke Weiss tells me it's not just a problem at Palisades High School.
Almost all of them. Mark, I've done the research. Almost all of them. They're pushing porn on kids. The American Library Association is, the teachers' unions are, activists like that media coordinator at Palisades, okay? They know what they're doing.
We have tried to get comments from the principal at Palisades and from the area superintendent that supervises Palisades High School. So far, no luck. Now, the public relations director for CMS has been promising to get us a comment, but again, that has not happened. However, we have learned that interim superintendent Crystal Hill is expected to address the situation this evening at the school board. We're told that she is expected to announce a committee of parents and teachers that will come up with a plan to revise CMS's book review policy. Of course, that's interesting because Crystal Hill may not be the superintendent much longer. She's the interim boss of the school system. And CMS, of course, in the process of picking a new superintendent, she wants the job permanently, but it's not clear if she's going to get it.